Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for When We Feel Overwhelmed, written and read by Kyle Norman. When I thought, my foot is slipping, your steadfast love, O Lord, helped me up. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Psalm 94, verses 18 and 19. It was the Thursday before Easter. We had gathered in our church to reflect on the Last Supper and to celebrate the Eucharist together. For those of us in the Anglican Church, this is one of the most moving services we have. It has always been one of my favorites. On this occasion, things didn't go as planned. The service began as it normally does. I welcomed those who gathered and led the opening prayer. We then sat so that we could be attentive to the reading of Scripture. As the first reading was being read, the doors of the sanctuary burst open, and in walked a man who proceeded to spin up and down the aisles of the church. You heard that correctly. With arms in the air and his face turned upward, this man turned in circles as he moved up and down the aisles of the church. He said nothing. He bothered no one. He just twirled. After 5 minutes, he exited the church. One would think this was the only unscheduled event for the service, but not this year. As I began my sermon, I noticed the congregation straining their necks to peer behind me. As it happened, one of our choir members had fainted. I stopped the sermon to check on John. I led a prayer, thanked God for his loving kindness toward John, and moved on with the service when it appeared he had recovered. Not barely 5 minutes later, John fainted again. Paramedics were called, who arrived just as we were beginning the celebration of communion. I stood behind the altar to begin the Eucharistic prayer when the doors of the church flung open. The paramedics marched up the center aisle and parked their stretcher directly in front of the altar. This left me attempting to lead Holy Communion while the paramedics took John's vital signs. The Lord be with you. John, do you know where you are? Lift up your voice. How many fingers am I holding up? Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. John, can you take in a deep breath for me? As all this was going on, I remember feeling hopelessly lost. I had no clue what to do. Here I was, celebrating one of the most meaningful services of the Christian year, and everything was spinning out of control. All my seminary training and biblical knowledge hadn't prepared me to deal with twirling individuals and fainting choir members. I felt completely out of my depth. But then there came a sensation that I was not alone. Washing over me as I acknowledged my feeling before the Lord was this assurance of the Lord's loving presence. It was like Jesus was standing beside me during my confusion. Our walk with God isn't always easy or straightforward. There are times in our spiritual lives when we feel overwhelmed. This might happen during a time of difficulty or struggle, or when life goes awry for no apparent reason. No matter the circumstance, in these times we feel pushed beyond our comforts or ability. We feel lost and confused. The good news is that Jesus remains with us. Jesus is with us when we feel in control and put together, and when we don't. Christ is the rock upon which we stand. This means that we are never swept away by the chaos of life. We are never left alone, struggling to deal with difficulties in our own strength. When we don't know what to do or how to go forward, Jesus comforts us in his presence. His love enfolds us. His power leads us. Let us pray. Lord of life, I thank you that I never have to go through life alone. Nothing in my life is hidden from you. You are with me in all times and in all places. You join me in times of celebration, and you walk beside me in times of difficulty and stress. You are steadfast in love and grace. Gracious Father, I come before you today, feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. You know what I face in my life. You know the hardships and burdens with which I contend. You know the anxieties that fill my mind and the worries that flood my heart. So I come to you in faith, claiming the promise of your word. I claim the assurance that your presence holds me up and cheers my soul. Jesus, as you were comforted by angels in the Garden of Gethsemane, I pray that your divine comfort come to me. Give me eyes to see your presence in those places where I may be too distracted to see you. Give me ears to hear the whispers of your comfort when my discouragement speaks too loudly. And help me depend on your power when I am tempted to live in my own strength. I pray this through the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.